Hello and welcome to the Lemonade Lifestyle Automotive Podcast.
Yeah.
My name is Niall. And with me tonight is Bulge.
Hello.
John.
Hello.
The reason I paused, because I had a really stupid nickname I was going to give you, and I thought I'd call it that in the podcast, it'd be hilarious. I totally forgot about it until I was introducing you. Couldn't remember it.
Nihilism.
Yeah. Couldn't, probably.
Yeah.
Can't remember what it was. Accurate. It's fucking annoying now, because I thought, that's going to go down bloody well. I can assure you that's going to go down a storm.
It'll pop into your brain halfway through a conversation and you'll just blurt it out and then it won't be funny.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll be like,
big penis, oh fuck. So how are we all?
You sounded like an MC then.
Big penis.
Yeah, the way you said it.
Big penis.
Big penis. Come on, join it.
Isn't that what Will Smith called himself
in the 90s? Not an MC, someone on the waltzes.
Yeah, I know, but I couldn't think of anything else that an MC says.
Hold tight. Inside.
Inside.
Anyway, how are we?
Yes, very well, thank you.
Bulge.
Yeah.
Yourself?
I'm good, thank you, mate.
Good.
Thank you.
Good.
Thank you for asking.
That's quite all right.
Bulge, fuck you, mate.
Oh, I don't care.
Bloody bottled. There's no need. What's new? Oh, tell us about your brakes.
Don't buy Chinesium. Just shit.
Not worked out for you then?
No.
The rear brakes, not Chinesium.
No. I just don't think they bedded down properly, and then obviously you give it a load of shit over that pass in Wales.
Well, they'll get on to that a bit later.
Yeah, they sort of caught fire a little bit. Locally caught fire.
Did they actually catch fire?
No,
was there flames?
It looked like fire.
There was a lot of smoke.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of smoke.
I was sitting there like, well, I think the brakes are on fire.
And the barbecue.
You know when the pedal goes like wooden feeling, like you're pressing them, but nothing's really happening. It was doing that. I was like,
yeah, that a lot with the game before I did the brakes. That was the best way to describe it.
Yeah,
you had ABS.
There was plenty of pedal there, but nothing happened.
Yes,
right. Fuck that.
Yeah, it's not fun. No.
So what's happening with your front then? So you've put on some replica S3 fronts.
Yeah, well, I just recommended them by a friend and.
The fact that you've got replica written on the side of your calipers.
Yeah. Should facilitate your car not stopping. Ever.
When shaking like fuck.
Oh, yeah, shaking like a shitting dog.
Shitting dog. So, first time, talk us through it.
So, a friend recommended a cheap big brake upgrade because he'd done the same thing to his caddy and it had been fine. I thought, okay, recommendation ideal. Do that. Bought them. Sat on them for a while because I just hadn't got
run out of chairs at home.
Hadn't got around to doing the job, basically.
I enjoyed that part too much.
Oh god.
So anyway, I sat on them.
Run out of chairs at home?
Yeah, no. Not as funny second time round, is it?
No, well, don't encourage me. You know I like repetition.
What was I saying?
What you've done is you drank that can of energy far too early. Look at you there. He looks ready for bed.
Big point, Kit.
Yeah.
Recommended by a friend. You sat on him because you ran out of cheers.
Yeah. Eventually got around to doing it and all seemed okay.
But didn't you have an issue with one of the calipers?
Yes, one of them wasn't machined properly, so I had to get another one.
Okay.
And then. So the one that's playing up is one of the original really, really cheap ones that I bought.
So when you replaced the other one, so you had a pair.
Yes.
You replaced...
With carriers for £120. I should have known it was too good to be true.
And you had to replace one of them.
Because it wasn't machined properly.
And what did you replace it with? Spring. Another Chinesium?
Another Chinese one, but a slightly better quality one.
Okay.
And that seems to be fine.
Okay.
The other one, I don't know. I don't think it's like a piston being seized issue or retracting properly issue. I think it's more to do with the cast bit that bolts to the aluminium bit that houses the piston is not the right shape or size, is what I think.
Right.
Okay. But I don't fucking know. So, in short, I bought some OE ones that are 15 years old and hopefully they'll be all right.
Oh, you have actually gone for the OE. Oh, you think you did tell me that?
Yes.
So what was it doing? Just getting hot fucking shaking like
one wheel is hot as fuck. Like red hot. Okay. And you'd be going up the motorway and it'll just start vibrating out of nowhere. It's like, okay, is that pad deposits on the disc? Is it pinching up? Is it, what's going on? Anyway, I'm just, kind of done with it, really.
Yeah.
I hate cars. I love cars, but I hate cars.
Yeah, not like women.
And so what did you do at the rear?
Bam.
Slacken the handbrake off, because it turns out it was a little bit too... It was just dragging ever so slightly on the handbrake, and that was causing them to get hot. But since I slackened it off, no more excessive heat in the back.
Right.
But I think the pads nearly catching fire in Wales was to do with possibly not being bedded in correctly.
Yeah. Well, bedding in's for pussies, as I found out.
Yeah. Why would that cause them to nearly catch fire? Not bedding them in properly. Because I'll be honest, I don't think I've ever bedded in brakes. I've given them one good squeeze. That'll do.
Yeah. But I think that was its one good squeeze, as it were. Because I just potted about. And then got them very, very warm.
Right, I'm with you. Oh, so you just potted on them, basically.
Yeah, pretty and much. And then all of a sudden I'd potted about for about 200-300 miles.
And thinking, then made them do some work.
That'll probably be all right. Fire! I thought, it's done 300 odd miles.
Plenty. Fuck
driven
me.
Around loads, but I haven't driven that quickly about, but...
That's a lie.
I figured it'd be all right. It wasn't. Probably didn't help it was really big hills as well.
No.
Suffered the rest of the weekend. Well, me and John went to Wales with a bunch of other lads.
Yeah, talk to us about the valleys. And, went to Wales, didn't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, sort of suffered that the first day and then went...
Which part of Wales did you go to?
Fuck this, I'm going to park it up and jump in John's car, so that's what I did.
Yeah, so we...
What part of the valleys was that?
Bettiquet.
Oh, I do know Bettiquet.
Up the north.
Yep, lovely Ope lady.
North. So, yeah, we obviously set off from Zomerzet.
And... Chido.
Convoyed,
drove into
to Wetherspoons.
Wetherspoons, effectively, yeah.
Which one?
Abergavenny.
Abergavenny,
yeah.
Is it?
Yeah. So ooh, we lovely. Stopped there initially.
I'll have a leek pie, please.
Went and
it?
Got some brekkie.
Where's breakfast?
Then us
lamb sausages.
Took off from there. So
got a flight, did you?
Yeah. So we went
Abergavenny Airport.
We went up over the Brekkens, which.
The old bloody beacons.
Yeah, which...
Beautiful.
We did on our trip.
Yes.
You may or may both not times. Have been asleep.
Hey, fuck you. Which trip?
First one, when you had the Astra.
Oh, yeah, driving. I fell asleep. It was boring. No, it wasn't boring. I was just tired. It's like, you know how... You know how the second one, that was clearly advertised as a driving holiday, you rocked up and went, what is everyone driving for? I was just grateful to have a break on the first one. I just wanted to sleep the whole time because I just wasn't working. It was nice.
Well, this was the trouble, wasn't it? Is that it wasn't advertised as a... It was advertised as wives and girlfriends are more than welcome to come and we're going to meet a load of people that we'd never met before.
Yeah. Rob?
Beth?
Yeah. Helen?
Who else was new? Pete? Have you met Pete before?
Which, one was, in his which one was he again?
The one whose toilet you shat in and nearly caused a diplomatic incident.
Definitely.
I think that said more about
him. And
then
him. John got drunk and overshared.
I think that said more about him than it did about me, personally. I thought it was deeply hilarious.
I thought nicking the toilet paper was probably funny. The last straw.
That shouldn't have been the last straw, though, should it? I mean, it's not like I set fire to it in his bed. I just moved it to a different room. And when he went, and where's the fucking toilet roll gone? Alright. Dunk, dunk. Yeah, sorry.
Anyway.
I hate the fact that any time that holiday, whatever the fuck it was mentioned. Yeah, remember that time you shit in Pete's toilet?
And he took it like a champ. Oh, wait, no, he didn't.
No.
I don't know if that wasn't the first... Oh, it was the first time I'd met Maddie.
Was it?
Yeah.
Okay.
But anyway, we're getting off topic here.
Yeah, we are.
So, yeah, we went to...
Don't shit in your mate's toilet thinking he's going to find it funny.
We stayed at Bettiquet.
Lovely lady.
Coed, however you'd say it.
I don't think anyone knows, let's be honest. Even the Welsh are confused.
Nah. Yeah. And we went over the Brecon Hills and then some other...
Random
bit of moorland
Wales. Roads. That green bit in the middle where nothing really happens.
Yeah. We went around that way.
Right.
Went around a big reservoir.
You've got like tourism in the north and then just drugs in the south, haven't you?
Then there's a grey area.
There's that bit in the middle, isn't there?
Yeah, that's, which yeah. we did.
Did
we
you
did.
Go, when you say the, what did you just say?
Reservoir.
Which reservoir?
The one with loads of water in it.
Dickhead. I'll turn your mic off.
Fair enough.
Yeah, if I can go home.
Yeah. Suits me.
Because I didn't realise this, because we went to Elon Valley, didn't we?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't realise, around the corner from where we went in Elon Valley, Elon Musk Valley, have you just shit yourself? Just ran out of this. Ooh, Lord.
I'd love to tell you, but I can't pronounce it. Clanidlos? Yeah, that.
Spell it. Oh, no. Episode's only an hour and a half long. yeah, there's a beautiful reservoir at Elon Musk Valley.
Yeah. Didn't we drive around it?
No.
Oh.
No, well, that was the Elon Valley was the place I suggested that we go to.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, where we could go all go and get lunch.
Did we get lunch?
Nope.
I done a big burnout there.
Because we went all the way to the Evo Triangle and all of that stuff instead.
Average speed camera is not what it was.
Yeah.
It really isn't.
it's very true. So, yeah, we went up past the reservoir.
Yeah.
On top of hill, very nice.
And then cross-countryed it a bit and ended up in Barmouth.
Yep.
Bournemouth?
Bournemouth.
Oh.
It's actually really pretty.
Yep.
Like Bournemouth?
No.
I don't mind Bournemouth. It gets a lot of hate. I don't know why.
Druggies.
Say that anywhere near Somerset that isn't Devon. Is that about anywhere that's near Somerset that isn't Devon?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't say smackhead.
No, we didn't see any because we were on a 50-metre stretch.
True.
I guarantee you, looking around,
bagheads. Yeah,
there was going to be smackheads everywhere. Yeah.
Junkies.
And then from there, we went up to basically Festinagog.
Festinagog, yeah, whatever it's called.
And
nuclear power station.
Yeah.
Yeah.
From there...
Chernobyl.
Went...
Fall off.
Over the top. Over the top,
pass
ended
a slap
up in
line.
Bet was see Y quid.
They love a Y quid, didn't they?
Yeah.
And by that time, my brakes were done.
Oh, by...
By year?
Approximately 25 minutes into Wales, your brakes were done.
They were, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That soon?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, literally. Over Brecon's.
So I'd be like...
Over breakfast.
There was this bit, and it was really interesting to compare the performance of the two cars until my brakes got too hot. What?
What two cars?
Mine and his.
The Cayman and the Scud.
Much to compare?
Well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Interestingly.
Yeah. Until you're pussy, that's why.
No.
That's one big reason.
Not necessarily, right? So, until I ran out of brakes, because if you got some air through them, they cool down and they wouldn't shake like a shitting dog immediately.
Yeah.
So, in that point, for about 10 minutes...
Immediately.
It was quite good. We found a twisty bit of road, and the rest of them had all fucked right off.
Yeah,
because they're all insane. And me and John
do like literally 4 or 5 car overtakes on an A road.
No, I just don't.
One game for that.
And it's all one after the other as well. And I was like, no,
not
thank
game,
you.
Not game
I don't
for that.
Need to be doing 120 miles an hour down
this A road.
Honestly. Yeah,
don't need to.
I know it's such a gay thing to say, but it just does not interest me.
No.
No, I agree.
Not in this day and age. Well, because you
can't. Not really.
Statistically, you're just so close to having an accident.
Yeah.
And falling short of that is you're going to end up on the internet.
Yes.
And not for the right reasons.
No.
Not, look at these fucking
sex tape.
Heroes. That.
Yeah.
Look at these fucking heroes. It's going to be, ow! These dickheads.
But there was a bit where there were short little straights.
We shit yourself?
No. As one of you shit?
I think
no.
I farted. Yeah.
Oh, right, okay.
That'd be why.
It smells like a dog fart is that bad.
But don't turn on me. The pair of you have been fucking lit and ripped the whole time.
Yeah, but mine didn't smell like a dog's anus.
Like dog farts.
I don't know what a dog's anus smells like, Bulge.
I had a dog.
What, you sniffed its anus, did
you?
Yeah.
How you say hello?
Say hello to dogs.
Yeah, come on.
I had a dog, I never sniffed one.
You're so rude if you don't do that to a new dog.
Burp. So,
burp.
Little bit of road, and it was quite short straights,
yeah.
Twisty corners,
yeah.
Quite good, you know. And it was interesting because John's car has less torque than mine.
Yeah.
Really? By about 50 foot-pound.
What, because turbo?
Because turbo. Yeah.
Cause boost.
Cause boost. But extra boost. The moment he can get it wound up,
yeah,
he's got the horsepower advantage, so it disappears, or it starts to pull. So it's quite interesting, sort of, I've got the instant, as long as I'm in the right power band, which is like above 3 grand, it will just pull, and there's not a lot in it.
No, when it's like literally twisty, 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 twisty corners, and obviously you don't know where the fucking hell you are anyway.
No.
And on that particular bit of road, it was 5 foot tall stone wall.
Yeah.
Right.
They're quite forgiving, though, aren't they?
You know.
I didn't want to find out. No.
Was unwilling to test that theory.
Yeah. And it was like, you get these decent sort of size straights that if I was already in the right gear and I could just put my foot in, just start gapping.
The gap would open up. Yeah.
And then, obviously, I'm much braver if I'm following someone anyway.
Yes. Yeah, you are. Everyone is.
So, and it's the same with Bulge. So the problem was he was following me.
Yeah.
And I was coming to a corner that it's a corner and I don't know if it's 90 degrees or if it's 9 degrees, this corner, because I can't see anything.
Is there a family of four around this corner?
Yeah,
or is there
so you're like,
that sort of stuff.
Dabbing the brakes. Oh, no, we're okay. Turn it in, kind of thing. And then obviously Bulge would see me go around the corner and go, oh, well, I don't need to brake.
Come on.
Then he'd be right up behind me again, and we'd go through the twisty bits sort of neck and neck.
Yeah.
But, it's tricky.
That's quite interesting. But I expect your car's a 17 second, isn't it?
Yeah, about that, yeah.
Because it revs so high.
Yeah.
What's it rev to?
7.5.
7.5.
Fair.
So it's fair, really. And that's
mine
revs
to 7.2, but it really shouldn't.
No, it doesn't do anything up there, does it? It's like, really? No, change gear?
Mine will literally keep pulling until it hits its gay limiter.
It's got a soft limiter, is it? That is pretty gay.
Yeah.
Whereas mine, once you get to 5 grand, the turbo's done its thing.
You've got a limiter now as well.
I mean, it will go to 6, 750 or whatever, but it only really serves to get the revs up so that when you change gear, it dumps it back into the torque band.
Yeah.
That's all it really serves
that,
to do.
That was where the S3 was funny.
Yeah.
It's because if you were low RPM and put
10
your foot in,
years of turbo,
you'd sort of keep up. You'd just about keep up with, say, Adam's car.
Yeah.
It would be like, and then just at the point Adam's car's running out of boost is when mine's going
28 PSI all at once.
Feeling good.
Yeah. And then that would pull to 7 grand, wouldn't it?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like all the way to 7 grand.
Yeah. It would do
28 PSI at 7 grand every single time.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's fair.
It was fucking funny.
Oh, God, I love that car. It's
God,
brilliant.
God,
it
used to scare the shit out of everyone when you're overtaking
3 foot of fire out the back.
Because it's addictive. That is the only way I can describe having a proper no lift shift is it is addictive.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's not like when I drive home from work, I'm every gear. Wah, bah, bah. But as soon as you start overtaking something and you're like, oh, I need to give it a footful here. Well, it would be rude if I didn't go all the way to the red line.
I mean, if it's there, I might as well.
Yeah.
I mean, I might as well.
And then fire.
Yeah.
I'm the god of hellfire. I bring you fire.
So, the accommodation was pretty special.
Oh my god.
So not like the beautiful home we had in...
No.
Wherever we were in fucking Valleys Lake.
Aberystwyth.
Yeah, we were in Aberystwyth, which is half the battle is that we were only...
halfway up.
We were only halfway up. When they were only halfway up, they were neither up nor down.
What's that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, the accommodation was quite special,
wasn't
it?
Oh, it was horrendous.
Who booked it? Call them out.
It was cheap-ish. I feel it should have been half the money it was per night when we actually saw it.
Well, that's
it.
Not cheap then, is it?
No. But on the face of it, it was quite cheap compared
to... That's not bad.
Compared to the hotel down the road that was like 150 quid a night.
Yeah.
It was cheap. So for what it wasn't cheap.
£32 something a night,
per person,
basically.
Per
no,
night.
£31, wasn't it? Because we had to pay £62 and something for two nights.
So that's £31 and something per night.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, thanks for that.
And I mean, that's why I'm here. Bowles could have done that.
But, I mean, we knew what we were signing up for in regards to...
It's a bunkhouse.
It's literally called the bunkhouse. And each room has got a set of bunk beds. But...
I'm not entirely sure how they got the bunk beds in there.
No, I'm not exaggerating when I say that's all you could get in that room.
Oh, really?
Like, at the point, both Adam and I were stood up, we had to have the door open. Because it was...
He was undressed.
Well, yeah.
I was poking John in the eye.
Unraveled.
Unraveled, yeah. Like a fireman's hose.
Because it was that tight. That you were like bumping shoulders when you're just trying to...
It was that tight.
Yeah. When you're just trying to...
Not anymore.
Maneuver.
Yeah, just get out. You're like... Bum, 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 bum,
yeah, bum. I stayed in a hotel in Cardiff that was very similar to that, and you had to shit with the door open. Because you, like, literally, you couldn't...
Your knees were...
Right, and this is something as well that I would like to bring up about this place.
Did somebody shit in their mate's toilet and leave it festering for 4 hours?
No, because mates didn't have toilets.
12 people, one shitter.
Oh! Literally... And
Ken was the first one in there and fucking destroyed it.
I assume Pete wasn't there.
No. And I'm...
He would have gone to the hotel down the road. He'd gone, fuck this. Fuck
going this out. Is the other bit, though, that I didn't understand, is that you got the bunkhouse, which is, like, effectively an outbuilding of the hotel.
Right.
And
blatantly was a storeroom at some point. Yeah. They've gone, well, we can fit 24 beds in here.
Yeah.
Someone would be daft enough.
So we... There's a men's and a women's toilet stroke shower block in the bunkhouse.
Right.
One toilet in the men's, and I'd imagine possibly two in the ladies, because they don't have a urinal. So there's one toilet and a urinal.
Urinal.
Whatever.
What do you call it?
What'd you say?
Urinal.
Urinal.
You call it a urinal? Look at him grinning. No, he doesn't. You're such a festering anus of a man. You really are.
Yeah, but you don't call it urine, do you?
I'm not getting into this now. No, it's urine. Oh,
this lift smells of urine.
No, it smells of my rind. You punk bitch.
Also smells of bacon rind.
You call it a urinal, don't you?
No.
Be honest, forget that you favour John massively over me. Do you call it a urinal?
It varies.
Yes, then he calls it a urinal.
Anyway.
So.
Answer on the postcard.
There's one toilet, one urinal in the bunkhouse. And then, in the actual hotel bit, which has got the bar, and where you go to
and
eat.
And a pub, and an actual hotel.
All right. Of that stuff. One toilet, one urinal.
Hey.
Urinal. It's a urinal.
Why do you say urinal then?
A piss hole.
Appease you.
Appease, that's what you're doing there, isn't it?
Pee on it.
So, effectively, the way I described it is, for us, we were all blokes that were there. There was 13 of us, was there?
Until yeah.
Initially.
That's a lot of shit in so there's, one
bog. There's 13 of us, and we've got to... Plus, all the other people that are in the bar, in the pub, in the... Everything in there at the night times. All of us have got to share one toilet, one urinal.
Well, hang on. When you say all of us, you mean the hotel as well?
As far as the downstairs toilets go, so like the bar toilets, there's literally one urinal,
one shitter, one pisser. Basically,
that's it.
And that's what you were using. That's what you had access to.
Well, no, we had access to the bunkhouse one. So, obviously, in the hotel, every room, I'm sure, has got a toilet.
Well, you'd hope so.
In there. But I was like, how? How can there only be one of everything?
The other thing is...
That's mad.
You know,
so there must be some law against that.
Oh, fuck,
apparently not. Not in Wales. So
different.
You
it's
know
different country,
the plastic
it?
Cladding you get that goes, the waterproof cladding that goes on the walls of like your shower room?
Yes.
The whole place is made out of that.
Yeah.
So you could hear like the next person's toenails growing.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
That boring, was it?
And Ken described it perfectly. Ken described it perfectly. He's like, honestly, someone gets up to go for a piss in the night and it sounds like some... It sounds like they've just opened a fucking bowling alley.
Yeah.
Because you open the door, and every door obviously goes... When you're trying to open it.
Or fucking...
And it's, and it's all fucking fire doors as well. So it goes...
Good job!
When it closes. Brilliant. fucking hell. It was horrendous.
No wonder you came home early.
Yeah. God, and the this is one thing I will always say about stuff like that, is I can cope with it being shite.
I can cope with some degree of poverty, yeah. However.
If the mattress is total bollocks, it makes it unbearable. Yeah. And they were total bollocks.
They were so bad that I actually slept in my car.
No, that bad.
Also, he was snoring, but mostly because the mattress sucked.
Horrendous. Honestly, the worst...
we've already established that. That's 30 quid a night, mind.
Yeah. And the thing was, yeah. Is that obviously Bulge only stayed for one night, and I was like,
You could really spread out on the bunk bed.
Yeah, I was like, I'm having this mattress because it's got to be better than... Nope, it's just as bad as mine. Yep. It is just as bad as mine.
Oh, yeah.
So there's a giant divot all down the middle from top to bottom. Or a bulbous head.
A plough line. A furrow, if you will.
There's a whole board in the middle of them.
But, yeah, it was... Yeah, I mean, it's cheap and it served its purpose, but it was bad.
Yeah, but this is what I say genuinely.
But surely there must have been a middle ground between £150 hotel room and
not in that village.
Betsy.
And what, did you have to stay in Betsy's house?
Well, this was the trouble, is that everywhere else that we found was just like a random ass fucking farm that had been converted into.
A bit like what we stayed in last time.
And it's not near anything. Oh, right. So it's like self-catering and all of that. And we're like, well, the problem is that we're 13 blokes.
Who the fuck wants to cook every night?
Yeah.
For 13 people, it's an asshole, isn't it?
Yeah.
And like the pub down the road is always useful.
Yes. Yeah. And obviously this was the thing, is that it was like...
And it's cheap and everyone can have what they want. Yeah.
Yes.
I'm cooking this tonight. Can you not put this in it?
There was one small issue that none of us actually thought about. 13 blokes stomp into this bunkhouse. Whee, lads on tour bullshit, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Turns out there were two women staying in there as well.
Was this a hostel? What the fuck
Yeah,
is
it was
this?
A hostel, yeah.
Basically.
There was two girls who
It was
had
a
one
hostel
of the rooms.
With a lockable door.
Yeah.
Oh.
But there's two girls staying in one of the rooms, and none of us had any clue. We just assumed we had the old fucking place to ourselves. So we rocked up after the pub and everything's quite noisy.
The first night we all got quite pissed.
Well, I didn't, but yeah, everyone else did.
No, because you like fight people.
No, because diabetes and I can't drink.
You don't drink with diabetes?
Not really, no. It's not advisable.
So you scared the life out of these two poor girls?
Well, I don't think we scared them.
No.
I think we just pissed them off.
No,
because
probably
like
just
Adam
pissed them
said,
off.
You could hear someone else's toenails growing.
Yeah.
So at the point we all go in at 10 past 12.
And all piss right into the water.
Snoring away.
While burping.
Yeah.
Farting away.
Yeah.
It was funny on the fucking Saturday morning, though. It was just like me and Bulge and two or three others just communicating via farts.
Oh.
It was just...
Yeah. I woke Ken up with my ass. It was quite funny.
God, was a stunt.
And obviously, when you're a bit hungover, it's hilarious.
Yeah, oh God,
it?
It's always funny. Always funny.
Yeah. Well, we were giggling like school children, weren't we?
Horrendous. That whole Saturday morning was just full of me going, God, speak up, brown lips, you're coming through.
Speak up, brown. But no, the roads were good. Second day was good, actually, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Second day was
very
good.
You abandoned ship with your car.
Yeah, I just left it there. I was like, I can't deal with this.
And I planned the routes for us. And yeah, we went and did the
Evo Triangle again.
A470. Yeah, we did. No, we didn't do the A470. Did we do the? No.
Evo speaking.
But we did go the Evo Triangle.
Anyway, we did Snowdon, didn't we?
Yeah,
we did Snowdon.
Clamberis Pass
and
back around.
So yeah, that's right. We did A470 to start with, and then we went down to Bala.
Yes, because Ken was not very well.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
like severe. We reckon he was borderline, very dehydrated, and then he went and got in the shower, which was uber steamy because everybody had been having showers that morning,
yeah.
And he'd like fucked himself, so he went back to bed.
Done that in the shower,
eh?
He fucked himself in the shower.
Maybe, who knows?
Did you just say on the internet that Ken Bleep just fucked himself in the shower in Wales?
I suppose I did, but out of context, it sounds worse than it was.
I'll trim that and send it to him.
Right on.
He went into the shower and fucked himself.
Yeah, basically steamed himself half to death, and then his hangover really kicked in, and he went and slept.
Yeah.
We went and did the Evo Triangle at 60 miles an hour yawn.
Yeah.
came back, and Ken was right as rain then. He had another hour and a half, 2 hours in bed, and he was like, yeah, I'm ready to go. So went up and did Snowdon and all
then
that.
Then we did the Clamberis Pass, back down, and then... did we do it on the first? Yeah, it was the first year, wasn't it? We went through that teeny tiny little town, or the roads are teeny tiny, and you got the fat off great river running through it. Can't remember what the frigging place is called now.
Yeah, it'd be something unpronounceable, definitely.
It was definitely something along those lines.
Betty
Sweaty.
Betty Wayfan. Betty Wayfan. What's Wayfan mean? Cul-de-sac.
Probably.
What does cul-de-sac mean?
Dead end. No through road.
Where was it?
Well, whose phone's fucking chiming away?
Not mine.
Mew. You got 3 seconds, John, before we move on. 3, 2.
I'm trying to find the fucking... Ooh. Oh, there it is.
Bowles, put your phone down.
Don't fuck yourself.
No, put your phone down.
Don't fuck yourself.
Right, this cannot be a three-man podcast of two of you on your fucking phones. Who am I supposed to talk to?
Yourself.
Well, that's what you do to us.
Yeah.
What? Two of me goes on my phone, do I? I know I'm fat, but fuck me.
I'd rather not.
Please. I missed out on all this Welsh bumming,
yeah,
apparently.
That's right.
That's right, everyone.
Ready?
Go on.
Penryn... Dudraeth.
So you went to Penryn Dudraeth.
Yeah.
Right.
Dudraeth, and then we went up through Garrig.
Gary? What the fuck was he doing there?
Is he selling tablets?
And the ablets
up
there.
That way.
Talk into the mic, you fucking Philistine.
Past the Saigon copper mine.
Yes.
And then along there.
Did you go in there?
No.
Boarded up, was it?
is it that?
Into the mic.
Might be that one.
I'm going to turn the fucking thing
off. Stopped and got ice cream in this place anyway when we went. Capel Curig, I think it is.
A camel's curing what?
But yeah, then...
Do you remember that little town with the thoroughly decrepit public lavvy in that car park? And what happened is all the local kids heard all these cars coming
through. Oh, yes. Yeah, that was the place I just pronounced flawlessly.
Yeah, and we basically got mobbed by half a dozen kids.
Ew.
All over the cars. You'd have really liked it.
I was going to say, sounds like you guys had a lot of fun.
You'd have been really into it.
Yeah, show me your penny fanny.
Yeah, so we did that and came back up that way. Past
this is losing steam, let's move on.
Yeah, and then the Sunday really and truthfully was the same as we found it on our first trip that we did.
But it was better on the Sunday, wasn't it? Was it much enjoyable? Less moaning going on?
No, because it was the day that we came home, and we all said the same thing, which I feel the same about the trip that we've just done. That should have just gone straight home because there was just so much traffic, and also the weather was shite on the Sunday. That it was like we did this sort of loopy thing, it was like. What this has really done is made a 2.5 hour journey back to Abergavenny take 4 hours.
Oh shit! We should just book a track day.
Yeah,
but up country, then we see a new deal. Stay in a Borstal.
Yeah,
for the same vibes.
Borstal would be more luxurious than where we stayed.
So yeah, my little update then from the Wales trip. It'll be very quick.
No, it won't.
It's brakes work.
My brakes are fine on the road, which I knew they were anyway.
Are you still got the same DC 5500s?
Yeah, DS 2500s. Oh, fuck them off when I'm going to do a track day next.
Fair. When are you going to do a track day next?
I've got coilovers on.
Oh.
They are on, and I don't remember if I spoke about it last time, but...
Aye, aye, yeah, must be.
Yes. Right, so much better now.
See?
What? What do you mean, see?
It
what
rides so much better now.
What did you say, see, like I said it wouldn't?
Well, it wasn't like a... It wasn't aimed at you. It was more aimed at actually Bulge for calling them Chinesium all the time.
Yeah, fuck you.
But they are really good.
They do sound a bit really? Chinese, let's they be honest. I know they're not, but they just sound like Eurospeed.
Yeah, so they're actually good. Made in Taiwan, so... But anyway.
Yellow speed.
So, the coilovers themselves, very good. The ride is fantastic. The only thing that I've got to get used to is because they're nitrogen filled, they make a kind of...
Niles
done. It's obviously not that, nerd. But it's like a... It's more of a... noise.
Like the rifle of a gun.
Yeah. When like you're when you're going over the big bumps, you can actually hear the shocks working.
Shocking.
And it's like, yes. Oh no, it's fine. That's
oh, okay. Was that not? Oh,
yeah.
Oh shit, was that not? Oh,
yeah. But genuinely, considering it was on Bill Stein and I, the old Billy Eyeback,
so are you
combo.
Is it safe to say you're very happy?
I'm very happy. Yes. So coilovers are on. All good.
Okay.
Car handled fantastically.
Do you plan on doing a track day some this year?
Yes. I need to try and free up some fundage.
Because have you done a track day this year?
Yeah, well...
Doesn't count, does it?
No, that doesn't count.
Mickey Mouse track.
Then no.
Mickey Mouse track? Sounds like Mickey Mouse trap. Sorry. Just threw me off.
Okay.
Yeah, so if that one doesn't count, then no, I haven't.
Okay. And do you...
I would really like to sign up to the Thruxton day that Benjamin's just doing.
What, in 2 weeks?
Oh, is that all it is?
The 3rd of July, I think it is.
Maybe not then.
Well, I'd like to...
I won't be doing that one.
I can't remember.
Sorry, Benny.
I'm sure... Well, I'm passengering anyway. So he's not on his ones. I think I mentioned it last time, didn't I, about like the compact and stuff and how I'd like to do one August time.
Yeah.
And... I want to do Coombe because it's safe and I know it and it's safe.
I'd like to do Coombe.
Because it's safe and I know it.
It's a benchmark, isn't it, for you? Because you've driven the car there before.
Well, kind of for me, because like I said last time, I've still not driven the fucking thing in the dry with the cage and the LSD in it.
Yeah.
So...
It's England. It's what happens when you book a track day.
Yeah, true. Sorry, guys, my fault.
Unless it's a Mickey Mouse one at Landau, then it doesn't rain and it's glorious all day.
It either goes track day... It's going to be hot, mine.
Hot's fucking mine.
Really hot.
Yeah.
Too hot. Or
monsoon.
Track day? Oh, yeah, that's when we got tropical storms coming in.
Yeah.
What about the day after? Oh, no, it'd be fine then.
Glorious sunshine.
Yeah, that's what I said, glorious. Well, I did say glorious. But Benny's like, don't be a pussy, do Thruxton. And I'm like, scared.
I mean, Thruxton does look quite scary, in fairness.
Was a car killer, it would appear.
Yeah.
Just drive to... Your means.
Nah.
Surely?
Yeah, that's why you're known as a puss. No, you're not actually known as a puss.
I don't care if I am.
Your car's in one piece. Who gives a fuck? I'm still winning. Yeah. Your car hasn't caught fire or the exhaust hasn't fallen off.
Yeah, that.
Are we going to do the new feature discussed?
No. But if you'd like to head over to patreon.com/lemonlifeautopod, massive shout out to Greenbeef for popping himself up a tier. Where the fuck are you going?
I'm going to go fuck myself.
What, in a shower in Wales, like Ken did?
Why not? If you like.
Where are you actually going?
Need to have a shite.
I knew he'd need a shit at some point. I'm surprised he lasted this long. Massive shout out to Greenbeef, the handsome fucker that he is, for going up a tier from the... Something tier to tier because I can't remember what I named them. They're all catch with you ain't gonna make that tier, boy. And what was that one? Nice tier, Bill.
Oh, yeah.
And there's I sure am tier. No, of course you don't know. So yeah, he's gone up a tier like he said he would. Could have loved us to do, wouldn't he? Haven't, but we got over that. But genuinely, sign up patreon.com/lemonlifeautopod. From £3 a month. Don't sign up through the app because it would charge an absolute fortune. Just go to like the web address kind of thing. Don't download the Patreon app and then sign up via the app because Apple will charge you a fortune. 30 plus minute podcast, which this episode, one we've just done, very decent. Good. Yeah, decent. One before,
decent. Really good.
Yeah, really good. Do you think so?
Yeah.
Oh, I can't remember what we've done.
pyramids, mother trucker.
Oh, John talked about the pyramids and made me look a twat at a wedding. As we discovered. yeah, 100% worth it. You get some free shit. Yeah, that's it, really.
Yeah.
We were Bulge is gone now.
What's the new thing that...
Bulge 101.
Oh, yeah.
Do you want to do it?
If you want to.
Do you have one?
I can think of several off the top of my head, so yeah.
Go on in, Bulge. Shut the door properly before you sit down.
Door.
Fucking boy. Absolute twat of a man. Can you put the clock back at an angle, please?
I wondered what that was.
Yeah, it was just Bulge being a twat, for the sake of it. But I'm the problem.
Definitely.
Right, so, seeing as this is episode 101, too, I came up with the fantastic idea of... completely screwed it up. Some of you, if you're old as fuck, will remember there's a television program called Room 101.
Benny doesn't know what TV is.
Where, do you know where Room 101 comes from?
No, actually.
Do you not?
No.
George Orwell.
Ah.
Where things were banished to Room 101. I don't know the significance of the 101, but it was episode 101 2 weeks ago. So that's why I came up with the excellent feature. And because we'd had a bit of a break, which may you some of them know about.
Other nihilisms are available.
Some of you may have known about. I knew it was going too well. And the reason I fucked up is because I thought, I'm doing really well here. which some of you may have known about, that we had a little break. Which meant we had a lot to talk about on our return. So much so that we didn't even make a dent in some of the things we had to talk about.
Nope.
And one of which was Bulge 101. So now...
Why is this... it Bulge 101?
Because John 101 doesn't sound funny.
And you're miserable.
You're fucking miserable, mind. Hang on.
I'll allow it.
I was about to say, are you denying this? Because I can read out some messages from mere hours ago, if you like.
Well, Somerset Council are wankers, but okay.
That's not what you said.
Anyway.
Isn't it... right. If this doesn't sum up Bulge, I don't know what does. He shows, and I understand his reasons why, I don't... zero interest in this podcast on the basis that I've got the furthest to fucking travel, you can't, right? So that is a green card to do nothing and show no interest. And actively replying to group chat, soon to turn to the podcast chat. Just a little emoji there at the bottom. Read, nothing, no reply. Or, another thing I notice he does, if I post something up, instantly his little thing comes up.
Morning!
Yes, I got a little thing. My little thing must come up, hello. His little picture comes up to say he's read it.
Yeah.
And I think, oh, I can't wait to see his reply. Nothing, right? You're quite busy with work.
Yep.
And then later on in the day, the evening, you'll reply.
Yeah.
Oh, mate, that's fucking brilliant. Straight after, once you've replied six hours
I do
later.
Notice
yeah,
that.
Then he'll fucking reply.
Yeah, oh, what a mate, that's fantastic news. You could have said that 3 hours ago when you first read it.
When you read it. He waits for you to fucking reply first. So, zero interest in anything to do with the podcast.
Or me.
Travel the first.
He's here.
You are here, actually, yeah. And to be fair, you nearly weren't. Very nearly weren't.
Because of breaks.
Because anger.
Because they're goddamn Chinese. And they're shoddy manufacturing.
But the minute we introduce a feature...
Standards.
Sorry, what was you going to say?
Nothing. Nothing. I went to say something and went, nope, I'm not doing
so
that.
Sort of, whoa.
What was it?
Nope.
Okay.
I'll say it and I'll cut it.
Nope.
I promise you I'll cut
it. He won't
cut
it.
I promise you I'll
cut
it.
He never cuts it.
Nope. I promise you I will.
Moment's gone anyway. Bulge 101.
Right. He shows no interest in anything. The minute we introduce a feature that involves moaning about something... It's all over.
Yeah.
Oh, we're going to do the feature. Let's do the feature now.
I think I said, shall we introduce a new feature that you came up with?
How many
you
times?
Cut me off going, nope.
How many times have we discussed things?
So I said, I'll go gone, fuck myself.
And you've gone, yeah, I don't remember.
Welcome
that.
To the Lemonade Lifestyle Automotive Podcast, where we bicker amongst ourselves.
We call each other friends. Do you know that?
Well, I like John.
I've always described...
I mean, to be fair, I like you, so.
I like
that
you.
Sort of means that Bulge likes you by proxy?
No, I think you do the liking on his behalf.
Right.
I think the thing he doesn't like about you is the fact you like me. I genuinely mean this now.
You're such a prick.
If I talk about... And I said if then, by the way. If I talk about mine and Bulge's relationship, friendship, whatever you want to call it,
goo.
I always say it's a love-hate relationship. I love him and he hates me.
Yeah.
And it's accurate, isn't it? It's great. But it's worked for...
too many fucking years.
Yeah.
Millennia.
Millennia. Anyway, moan away,
the
Bulge.
Man once. Oh, many I'm starting, moons am ago.
We haven't got anything because we don't like to moan. So what are you banishing from the world? And I don't know if you remember the premise... The other two decide if it,
if it can go in
banished
the
to Room 101, okay. Or Bulge 101, or Bulge 102.
Well, I've got a couple of things here. One I wrote was...
Niall.
In general. Bin? No?
I'm going to vote no on that one.
Split jury.
Half of him can go in the bin. Top half, bottom half, left
instead
side, of, right side, whichever.
Of,
don't mind.
A big bin, mind.
Got to go in the bin. Okay, so
pub?
To go in car room 101,
yeah. Bulge 101,
whatever. I think
for copyright reasons, it's Bulge 101.
Right, locally hated and lavish lifestyle stickers and the cars they're attached to should go in the bin.
Yes,
because they're fucking a heinous crime.
Right,
against taste.
Local car show BHP coming up. Okay.
Oh, yeah, this weekend, isn't it?
It is this weekend. Why'd you look at your watch? Do you know when it is?
No, because my watch just buzzed.
Okay.
Just terrible timing, basically.
End of June. When are you going on your holidays? End of June.
How good's your watch?
Where are we? Would you like to see a picture of a car that I know is going to...
Let me guess, it got an indoor slot. At BHP.
I don't know about indoor slot, but it's been... I don't know if it's been accepted or what, but this is what is going. And this is only going to work for you two and not the audio listener.
Okay.
But I'm hoping that your reaction and thus then description of said car will do it justice. I'm going to show John first. Don't say too much, but I would like your favorite reaction.
Season. Oh, God.
That good, eh?
Ready, Bulge?
Is that a Zafira?
Yes.
No, that's not...
I punted one of them off the road once, and it looked better than that one.
It is not just any Zafira, I'll have you know.
Is it a GSI?
Well, they do a flagship Zafira, known as the GSI, with a 2-litre turbocharged engine, okay?
This isn't that.
Big wheels, Recaro seats, normally in Arden blue, okay? Mm. This is not one of them.
No.
This is a run-o-the-mill Zafira. And a Mark 1 Zafira at that. Mm. But it is modified. It has...
a sunstrip?
Oh, no. I just realised what that actually is.
Oh, no.
It has the guy's Snapchat on a number plate in his window.
Okay.
I nearly really want to give it out, but I also know that we don't have the kind of list.
Let's zoom in and let me have a look, because my eyes don't work properly, do they?
What, to see it?
I was too shocked by the... It's gone blank.
It's gone blank.
That's what she said.
Okay.
In both windows, well, not both windows, but twice in the windscreen. Twice it has a Snapchat.
What is his?
I'm not saying it out loud.
No, so I can read it.
Just his name. And I'm hoping that's not his year of birth.
I mean, he's driving 65. A Zafira on cloth seats.
But
faded.
Halogen.
Faded black bumper tops.
Yes. But it is modified, though. We have to do give him some credit.
What, with some stickers?
It has a Obsessed .UK sunstrip.
That's what I mean.
And in the bottom half of the windscreen, it has another sticker that says Obsessed.
Cool.
So he's twice as obsessed. And
he's
twice...
obsessed with his big Astra.
And, yeah, completely bog standard alloys. On the wrong size tyres. Their tyres are too big.
Mm.
Which...
more ride comfort.
Isn't
maybe
quite what they do in a modified scene, is it?
No.
Fit oversized tyres, no.
off-roading.
Bog standard.
So yeah, that kind of thing should get in the bin.
Yes. Agreed.
I do agree. That is going in the bin.
Correct.
That is going in the bin. But you also have a problem. I don't know if you had a problem with this before I done it or because
you?
I done
oh,
it.
Yeah.
In general. I put my Instagram handle in my window.
That needs to get in the bin as well.
And you got funny about that.
Yeah, that definitely is getting in the bin.
You're nodding, John?
Yeah, in the bin.
Have you? But you're not a big Instagram aficionado because you've got an explore page full of bangers.
And you don't mean sausages.
That's very true.
He's thinking, I can't wait to get them and have a look on those maggots. Yeah,
norks.
We could just clip that bit. If someone was like, oh, what's it like? Childish. We're laughing at boobs now. Mammary glands. So, I have followed quite a few people off of the back of an Instagram sticker
just
on their car.
A bit attention seeky.
Not really. Yeah, it is on a Saphira with an obsessed fucking sunstrip.
A bit attention seeky on whatever it's on, I think.
Not in this day and age, I don't think.
I think
personally.
It is.
You delete Instagram every third Wednesday. I like Instagram. I'm on Instagram a lot. And I follow a lot of car people. And if I see a nice car, and I think, ooh, and I see the Instagram handle, I'll give them a follow.
Okay.
There was an E36 on the...
Of course it was.
On the motorway. Turbo, mind. So, spotted it in the mirror.
Diesel?
M51 in her. 2.5 TDS got intercooler on her.
318 TD. No S model.
Yeah, no intercooler on E.
Yeah, that was the difference.
Yeah.
I know. Just spotted it. Being a E36 aficionado. Nerd. Fishing nerdo.
Nerd!
Spotted it. It was behind the car behind me, so I literally just saw a slither. Took a picture. Like, oh, to send to Benny. And then I moved over, so he
went past me. And then
you took
a picture of the car, yeah?
Yes. And it was cool. Tidy. And snapped some pictures of it. And he saw me admiring. Give it some beans. To which I had to... And I thought... Nut.
Of course, some diesel engine, mind.
Snarl. Boo! And yeah, followed him. And sent him the pictures. I got a guy on my Instagram. Got a modified Series 2... Nope. Modified Series 2 RS Turbo in white. Very nice. Beautiful car. It's a beautiful car. Instagram on the back window. Monies. Give him a follow. I don't see the problem, personally.
That's fine, if you're about that life.
But I mean, you don't post often though, do you?
On anything, no.
No, so you wouldn't, why would you do it? Here's a picture from 2017.
Yeah.
Here's a picture of me in Wales.
Here's a picture of my
2017.
Dog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
User not found. Oh, yeah. user found again. User not found.
Anyway, what's your room 101?
I haven't got one. Bulge. Oh, really? Put bulge in. Huh. Put seagulls in there.
I don't agree with that. Shite orcs.
I'll think about it. Pops and bangs. It's so easy, I know, but they're so fucking annoying.
It is shit. I was watching a... What's the fucking drag racing channel on YouTube?
Centipod.
Officially Gassed.
Oh, yeah.
I was watching that earlier on. Yeah. Because he had a load of hot hatches.
I don't think that'd be your...
It's not really. He's a little bit annoying, but sometimes there's interesting cars on there. But he had a load of hot hatches, so it was a... McGann 250 that had 400 and something horsepower and a gearbox was on the floor somewhere back there.
Not an R26 then, because they've got metal synchros, you idiot.
Whatever.
Is that right, John?
Yeah.
Yeah, still dog shit. French.
Come
on, the gearboxes are shit.
Not in an R26. Metal synchros, you moron.
No, they still break.
Metal synchros, you moron. Better than E36, mind. John said so.
I've nothing to say now. I've never been so insulted by...
What if I said this wrong?
Not
by him?
Yeah.
I'm shocked, to be honest. You two have always been allies because I'm the other option.
The Nazi party.
Huh?
I know how you feel now. I understand.
Honestly.
It cuts deep, actually.
It does,
doesn't
it? Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, please do carry on telling your
lies.
Whimsical tale.
You can't both be silent.
No. Okay, good. So, officially Gas can get in the bin, I think, is where we were.
No.
No?
He's back. Calm down, everyone. He's back.
It was more the pop and bang thing you were saying about. And they do the whole thing where sound off before they go racing. And it was just varying levels of warm, quite quiet, then bang, 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 bang. And then sort of a very quiet, warm, bang, 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 bang. It's like, it's just fake. put it in the bin, it's fake.
Thing is, who likes it? No one.
No, it's just irritating.
No one likes it.
The novelty value. Apart from the person driving the
car.
Off.
But then the person driving the car will moan about another car that's with pops and bangs. Mm.
That's me.
You've got pops and bangs?
Well, no. The Beamer does.
The Beamer burbles.
Yeah, there's a difference. I was having this discussion with my dad.
But then you say that, it's not really a difference. Effectively, if I was to put a decal on it, it would be pops and bangs.
Yeah.
Without mapping it, it would those bum 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 would turn into bang 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 bang.
Is it so superficial though? That's the problem.
Mm. Yeah.
It's just you know it's fake.
But even from your
it's too consistent.
The problem is even with your car, it's a standard car.
Yes, it, totally.
It shouldn't be making those kind of noises.
Yeah.
But a car that's been tuned or modified or whatever you want to call it, breathed on, does.
Yeah.
Or do.
I think it's more the fact. So,
and they're heinously loud. They don't need to be that
loud.
Yeah,
yeah, no, they don't. But, like, a good example is, like, a... You can take Skoda. A piss. You can take a piss now. Fiat Strada Bath in the 80s. It's one of the last hot hatches with carbs on it. So it had fucking Gert Webers on it. So, made lots of noise. Mm-hmm. Lots of overfueling. Lots of, like, booms out the exhaust. But they were very inconsistent. They weren't the same. Whereas it's with a modern sort of pop and bang tune, it's like it's got patterns, and it'll do pattern one this time, pattern three that time, pattern two that time. There's only five patterns, so it makes the same noise all the time.
Yeah,
and it's like it's just fake. It's just fake.
It's just fake. That's the problem with it. They're heinously loud. They sound fucking stupid.
It's crap. In the bin.
It's just litter.
In the bin.
Absolute litter. So in the bin from you, John.
Yep.
I'm looking at Bowles instead of John.
I was about to say, you're looking at the wrong person there, Shaq.
I'm asking both of you.
Bin.
Into the mic.
Into the bin, Bowles.
Into the bin,
so that's a unanimous?
Big bin?
Yes, I would say so.
Bin.
The bin, biscuit bin.
Yeah.
What do you want to put into Bulge 102?
So for me, it's show lights that people don't use for show lights. So
off-road use only.
Yeah. I mean, show lights in general.
What do you mean, bulbs or the actual like LED bars?
Well, yeah, like the ones with like the shitty, the horrendous Angel Eye copies.
Blatant Timu like, Angel Eyes.
Yeah, terrible, terrible ones. And they're red or orange or all of the colours. They just cycle LB, on an GT, RCD QS, thing.
LBGTQ, like, yeah. Turbo lights.
Oh my God. Seriously.
Yeah, no, I'm down with that.
I just don't... There are obviously certain cars where you can buy certain lights that do suit the car very well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and funnily enough, I will use the Cayman as one.
Of course.
I hate the taillights on the Cayman.
Why?
Because it makes it look dated. Because
they do date the car.
Halogen.
Yeah.
You know. And
coloured bulbs, plastic lenses.
Yes, yeah. That.
Cool in the 80s. Well, not cool. All there in the 80s.
And the trouble is that the LED tail lights that look nice, in my personal opinion,
yours,
are the ones that have got terrible reviews. So I'm like...
And I bet they ain't cheap either, are they?
Well, not particularly. I mean, that's obviously another thing, is that it's not that kind of car, you know, as in that I'm buying modifications for it just because, you know, effectively...
It's making it look better.
Yeah, yeah, but obviously the majority of the money I spend on the car is to try and make the car perform better in one way or another.
Function over form.
Yeah.
Which way around is it? Form over... What is it?
Function over form. Form is the physical, you know, lights.
Right.
Who cares?
Styling, bollocks, yeah.
Something about function and forms.
Substance over style.
Mm.
There you go.
Illegal substance over style.
Yeah.
Nose candy over...
And, yeah, so the trouble is that the LED lights that I think look the nicest, where they've just got, like, sort of a thin LED bar that wraps around the outside of the light that looks nice. It's not over the top. And it's still got like a proper red tail light. It's not smoked, and it's not, you know, over the top, should we say.
Yeah.
They're the ones that, oh yeah, it worked for 3 weeks, then it got condensation in it.
Yeah.
Now I can't get hold of the supplier.
Yeah.
Yada, yada, yada.
I don't know what time zone China is.
Yeah. And it's and they're Mandarin. Still... they're still 300. They're still 350 quid for the set.
Yeah.
But then the ones that have got the really good reviews that seem to last a long time, for me, are over the top, where they've got LED bits all over the place, and they're you can either buy them in like light smoke or black smoked,
mm-hmm.
and I'm like, on a black car, the black smoked ones look. Brilliant. Yeah,
it's
stealth.
Not, it's not a smoked tail-like kind of car.
No, it's not. It's not. And yeah, so I always struggle with the Cayman as to what I would buy.
Yeah.
But
sorry, what are you putting into Bulge 101?
Show style lights
right.
that are being used on the. I mean, show style lights in general.
See what, okay. what that reminds me of?
Like that fucking Mondingus.
That's exactly what I was about to say.
Yeah.
That remember the car show for the kid who had cancer, and it turned into a burnout fest in a residential
Taunton
area.
College,
because you were there doing burnouts in the compact.
You done a burnout, didn't you, John?
No.
Good. did you do a burnout, Bulge?
I didn't turn up in my car.
No, it was one of those that it was luck of the draw if the Cayman would start, wouldn't it?
Yes, it was
because it had been sat for so long that the battery was like.
Dead.
Yeah, I've got
some charge,
some amps in me,
volts ish.
Yeah. Ross was at that one in his orange S3.
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
But there was this Ross. Bog standard.
Ross listens, but he's not a patron, so bully him, please.
Cool.
Okay.
There was a bog standard Jewish Racing Gold Mondeo Mark III Mondeo there.
Really?
And all it had was some Timu.
I remember this
rotating like LEDs and headlights. And everybody was taking pictures of it, and there's that really nice Mark 1 Golf GTI opposite.
Oh, that Mark
1
Golf that had been restored.
And nobody was looking at it. It was like, really?
Yeah.
Really? 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 Okay. Yeah, anyway, in the bin.
Yeah.
I want to put something else in room 101.
Okay.
Yourself?
No. It's not big enough. BMW.
In general?
Yes.
Modern BMW,
No, just BMW. Because they're too good. They're too good at what they do, and they make too good of a car. And now what's happened is...
Everybody's buying
one. Every fucker's buying one. I'm not... I will not
own... But that started when they got cheap on PCP, the finance, not the drug.
No. I refuse to buy an F30 now. I'm sorry.
Because everybody's bought
Every fucker's got one. Right, let's just count now. People that we know. Wodge.
Yeah.
You.
Yeah.
Other Wodge. Beth.
Yes.
For fuck's sake.
Well, I don't want to say what I was going to say. that's four.
Yeah.
Kim.
Yeah.
Lewis.
Yeah. My dad.
Your dad.
John.
Done that.
Phil at work.
I don't know him particularly well.
Yeah.
There's eight people.
Nick. You're Matt.
Is he?
Yeah.
Definitely don't want one now. There's nine. hers? Is Beth's a F? 30? It's not, is it?
F36. It's Grand Coupe.
It's a four. Four.
Still, I'll count it because it counts.
It's the same.
It's a Grand Coupe.
It follows my argument.
Same chassis.
It might as well be. I don't really understand what they're trying to make with that car. Here's a 4 series, just extra doors. Oh, you mean a 3 series?
A 3 series? Yes. Yeah. No, yeah. It's not a 3, it's different.
No, it's different.
No.
Right, we're charging slightly more for it.
What it is it's the most practical. Okay. It's the most practical.
Saloon
coupe thing, because it's a full lift back, not a little like the coupe's got a little, whereas that's a full lift back, you can actually fit lots in the boot.
So there's nine.
Yeah.
And it's like, you've got, on paper, you've got the best one.
Well.
Don't be humble. You do, don't you?
Okay, yes.
Do you?
Well, I've got the flagship model before it turns into...
An M car.
An M.
So the best one, then?
Yeah.
Don't be humble.
Well, no, because it's that's relative, isn't it?
Nope. Is it good on fuel?
Yes.
Is it fast?
Yes.
Is it beautiful?
Does it make good petrol noises? Yes.
Yes.
Does diesel sound quite good for diesels, but it's still a diesel?
Yes, it's still... It's the four bit that makes it tricky, isn't it?
Yeah.
It sounds good
for
a diesel.
What's happened is, right, is I spent the last 4.5 years on this podcast banging on about BMWs. mainly not as part of a character. I'm an exaggerated version of myself. I bang on about nothing but BMWs. Now what's happened is everyone's quietly gone and bought one, and I'm not getting any fucking credit for it. Like I designed them, made them, sold them.
You're a narcissist. Jesus Christ.
No, I'm joking, but seriously.
Effectively. He's not. What happened to me, I've always liked the 340. I've always liked them. And
Volvos?
Yeah. And it's
360 is a better car, mine. It's got a 2-litre engine.
But
no transaxle.
I was always like, no, they're not worth the extra money. They're not worth it, etc, etc. Prime example, I can go and buy a top-of-the-range Skoda VRS limited edition.
Don't do that, break
looks
shit.
Fantastic. Etc, etc. It's got everything you could fucking point a stick at.
Yeah, which is what you've done,
inside for
shit
a Skoda.
Gearbox,
yeah. Dog shit gearbox.
Yeah.
By the bide.
That's what DSG stands for, dog shit gearbox.
I chose to get the auto, and truthfully, I'd have been better with the manual, but...
Okay. Yeah, but you like shit gearboxes,
neither
don't you?
Here nor there. Let's not get caught up on whose gearbox is what. However, I go and buy that car, and I'm very, very happy with it. And it literally took one journey where we all jumped in fucking Peter's
A4. CVT equipped
Audi. But
so we went to the cinema?
Yeah, yes.
And you got funny about walking half a mile.
An Audi.
No, I'm funny about you not getting me the drink or aggressive from the garage on just because you wanted to be an asshole.
And
part of the course, mate.
The problem I had.
Go play golf.
Was it took one journey in that car to realise,
DSG's a shit.
This is why it's cheap. Because even though it is top of the range, it's top of the range for a Skoda.
Yep.
And the problem is that I know 5 people that have had that B7 S4.
Yeah.
And other than Sam Dubber, all of those people have disliked the car for one reason or another, whether it's reliability. Fuel economy,
cost to repair,
how much it costs to repair, how much it costs to tax, Benny.
S4.
Fuck! How much?
£700 a year?
Yeah. Audi much? Yeah. And so then it was like, well, the trouble is that I want the top of the range version of the Skoda. Well, that's an Audi.
Yeah.
Well, I don't really want an S4. No. And I definitely don't want an RS4.
No.
And to be perfectly honest,
the greatest car that's ever existed.
I don't want a A4.
3-litre diesel.
3-litre diesel, yeah. Particularly.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bit bland for me.
Don't like diesels, really, do you?
Not really, no. The thing is that I don't see the point myself, for me, in having a diesel. I don't do that lunar mileage that you really feel the difference of the fact that I'm going to get 55 to the gallon.
Yeah.
Which, yeah, I'm sure if I went and... If me and my old man swapped cars... That's what I would get on my commute with his 335D. But, you know, when you're talking about a 17-mile journey, you don't really feel that difference.
No.
You know, it's not like, oh, yeah, you know, it's basically, oh, in my car this week I've used 26 pounds of fuel. Ah, well, if you'd had your old man's car, you'd have used 23 pounds.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's what it boils down to.
I've got all of the petrol noises.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and diesel's more expensive.
Yeah. So effectively, mine's better for me.
Yeah.
And that's the long and short.
It's a small price to pay for what you want.
Yes.
I found it with mine, going from the diesel to the petrol, it's like, it's a little bit, it is more expensive to run, but it's not like,
no,
it's not mental. No.
If you were working in Exeter, you were commuting to Exeter.
Diesel.
100%. Yeah. I can see the point of a diesel. 100%. But I do one motorway junction, or sorry, two. But I do 2 motorway junctions a day.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah.
You know? So the thing is that, as I say, for me, I was always like, nah, they can't be that good. They can't be that good. They can't be that good. And then I was sat in mine. Like I say, I've always looked... The look of them, I've always loved.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went and sat in it, and I was like, This is another fucking league.
See, I can't... We have discussed this before. I can't put my finger on it, but there's just something about them that just... All BMWs, not just an F30. The F30 is a fantastic... F31, what you got? Fantastic car.
Yeah, they are good.
And you just kind of... Just something about it just...
Yeah.
Feels right.
What I've found is that, like, best car, you'll be driving it along, and it's just a nice, comfy cruiser. But if you start actually driving it, it sort of shrinks around you.
Yeah.
It's really, really... It's a really weird trick it plays.
But the F30 is good, and the variants of 30.
Yeah, the spin-offs from it.
Very
yeah.
good. The 90, even back when they weren't very old.
Yeah.
When I made the jump from 46 to 90, I was like...
Well, this is different.
Well, okay. Because the E46 is essentially a heavily facelifted 36.
Yeah.
Fact. The E90 was its own car in its own right. And the Leap was like, whoa. And the M57, for an example.
Yeah. Element engine.
Fantastic engine.
Yeah.
Bomb proofing away an N57 can't ever be.
Yeah.
Yeah, true. Just a fantastic engine. It done everything I wanted it to do and more.
Yeah.
But the F30 is just a development of that.
Yes.
It's basically just, they have just got the E36, in my opinion, one of the best cars ever. Genuinely. And I know we all fuck around, but it is.
Yeah.
You don't agree, but it's fine.
I like an
E36.
I don't disagree.
I do like an E36.
I don't disagree. I don't feel like for that era of car, I don't feel like there's much better you could have bought.
No, probably not. At the time,
as an E36 M3 Evo.
No.
As far as the flagship model
goes.
Yeah,
definitely. Yeah.
You know, what were the alternatives back then?
It's all the late 90s.
Mercedes did what?
Late 90s. E500?
Yeah, E500 maybe, yeah.
But that's big.
Big, yeah.
You know,
this is next size up car, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, that's the trouble.
Didn't they do a C something?
Yeah, they probably did a compressor.
Not very popular.
C36, it would have been.
C36, that's it.
Yeah.
Which was a good car in its own right, but so expensive. I mean, the BMW wasn't cheap back in the day, but the Merc was silly money back then. I wouldn't even want to guess what they were, to be honest, but.
They are basically, I mean, let's be honest, it did start with the
Audi 30. Had the A4.
Yeah, they would have back then, yeah.
Yeah, it would have been like
a... Yeah, but a 2.8 V6.
A 2.8 V6 or an S4 or an RS4. B5 shape.
Yeah.
B5 RS4 is good, but...
Yeah.
But dynamically not as good as a BMW.
No.
No.
But they have just got better and better and better and better. And that's why I've always liked them. That's why I've stuck with them all these years. That's why I'll always stick with them. And that's why even Benny said to me, because Benny does float away from the brand as much as I hate him for it. You know, he's had Audi.
Unless you just discipline him for it.
Morning.
Well, if you bought a Land Rover again, oh, you're a naughty boy, Benjamin.
but his dad likes Audis. His dad has numerous RS Audis and S Audis and everything else. So he does kind of float back. He doesn't mind one of them. And he's kind of open to, I wouldn't mind one of them for a bit. Whereas I'm annoyingly, at times...
Drilled in.
And I don't...
Yeah. I'm as bad. Not for BMW, but for Porsche.
Yeah.
I am terrible. You know, that I always think about it. That it's like, oh yeah, if you had 30 grand. And I just think...
Oh, Christ.
Well,
30,000 pennies, I'll be happy.
This is the thing, is that realistically, that's the next step up for me.
Yeah.
That is the only way that I step up in the Porsche world. Because my car, I would get half of that. And the trouble is, the next one up, really, is double it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And this is always my problem, is I look at it and I think, 30 grand, you know, you could go and buy yourself a really nice... Audi S4, for example. You could go and buy yourself a whole load of trouble and buy an RS6. You know, there's loads of stuff you could buy. And then I always think, but you could go and buy a 911 Turbo.
That's my problem.
Everything you want. Everything you want.
So this is
four seats. They're not horrendous on fuel. They are batshit fast.
Yeah.
They handle like nobody's business. They look fantastic.
Yeah.
Just buy that.
It's got all the badge you could ever want.
Yeah. Just stop trying other cars. Just go and buy that. If you've got 30 grand, buy a 996 Turbo. If you've got 35 grand, buy a 996 Gen 2 turbo. If you've got 40, buy a 997. If you've got 50, 997.2. 60, buy a GT4.
Do you feel like a lot of it comes from, because this is how I feel a lot of BMWs, is it's familiar. You know what you're 100%, getting. You know the issues. Like, for example, so I'm, hopefully in the not too distant future, I'm going to be in the market for a car that's not quite a daily, but isn't a daily.
We've been over this, isn't it, right? An F30 by the sounds of it?
It won't be. Well, because the problem is, as well,
don't buy an F10 again, for fuck's sake.
No, never.
I'm trying disappointing to steal car.
Well, the problem is, as well, is yours is very nice, the best of the bunch, humble man. Wodge's is very nice. I've not seen Lewis's, but that seems like a nice car. And the problem is, well, not that it compares and we're not competing or anything like that, but, like, I've bought this 330D. Oh, right, why don't you get the 335D? Sort of could afford. Great. Do you know what I mean?
Didn't want twin turbo issues.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, I'm looking at something. It's not a toy, but it's not something that I need every single day. So I don't go spending a lot of money. Let's just say $5,000.
Yeah.
And I look at the Mercedes option. I look at a CLS. I look at this. I look at that. I look at a Jag. Fucking love a Jag. Jags are cool. Wouldn't mind a Jag. Or you can get one of them Jags. Or Jag. BMW.
Yeah.
And I just, it's familiar.
Yeah.
I just know. And you're like, bank, yeah, buy this for that one, buy that for that, buy this for that, that'll do this, that'll do this. And I'm just like, huh? What are these things you're talking about? Because I'm just like, ugh. You know, but I just know what I'm getting with a BMW.
Yeah.
And I know what's good and what isn't and what has issues and what doesn't have issues.
Yeah.
Anyway, are we putting BMW in? All right, no, fine, okay.
You twisted my arm.
Oh, fine. What else have we got? Oh, my van crash.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we didn't talk about that last time.
No, we didn't.
Crash the van. Anyway, moving on. No, I was taking Sophie, my girlfriend, to the airport, and mere metres from leaving her house was involved in a road traffic collision.
Yep.
Some foreign lad.
Doctor?
Doctor and an engineer. And
did he pull his machete
weird
on you?
Weird. Just pulled out in front of me, genuinely now.
Yeah.
I've nowhere to go.
We've seen the dash cam.
Yeah. Oh, you have, haven't you?
Yeah.
You can back me up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Literally, you were there, and then he just went, meh, I'm going. Yeah.
So, obviously, my biggest concern was making sure Sophie was okay. I was fine. I don't give a fuck. You know what I mean?
No.
I was fine. Pissed off about the van.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, I got out, made sure she was okay, blah, 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 blah. And then I went up to him, and I'm waiting, and I'm waiting and I'm waiting for an apology or just any words at this stage. And in my best sarcastic tone, I went, yeah, we're fine, thank you for asking. And he went, little English, right? He'd obviously met me before. So I was like, ah, fuck's sake. So
that'd be why he's not saying anything, because he doesn't know what to say.
Because he can't. So, I'm like, fuck's sake. Basically, he was in a Nissan, Dutch Nissan, Qashqai, Kumquat, on mine, basically all on the passenger front corner. So, the front corner of the bumper gone.
Yeah.
Headlight as good as gone.
Yeah.
Wing crumpled all the fuckery.
Yeah.
Front wheel buckled.
Yeah.
Steer wheel buckled. They don't buckle easily, do they?
Not really.
Buckled and pushed back. Not looking good. The police show up. Check, check. Are you okay? Yeah. Got details? Yeah. Chat. Okay, yeah. We've done what we needed to do. Off they go. Sophie's mum takes her to the airport, so I don't have to worry about that. She's obviously... I mean, it wasn't nice because... It happened, and then she just had to leave.
Bye.
Yeah, bye.
Yeah.
And she didn't want to leave me. I felt like I was just trying to I'm fine. Are you okay? That's all I care about. Are you okay? I'm fine. Don't stress. And then she's messaging me. Are you okay? Are you okay? And I wasn't replying because I was trying to learn a different language, apparently. And using Google
Translate.
Trying to
hire a translator.
Yeah, that's it. Typing in, how do you say fuck you in whatever language this man is?
How do you say fuck you in Yakshimesh?
Something about a punk bitch? I don't know. It drove
something about a hill.
Something about running like old lady. Anyway, shut up. It drove because the police asked me to get it off the main road, drove not very well. I phoned Benny in a sort of, I don't know what to do, I'm just going to phone Benny now.
Yeah.
Then remembered, well, I need to phone the AA because they're going to get me home.
Mm.
Anyway, I went over, spoke to him. I spoke to his daughter on the phone because she spoke good English. And I basically said, look, I don't want to go through the insurance because
it's expensive enough as it is.
It's going to make my premiums go up and I haven't done anything wrong, basically, yeah, as long and short of it. And,
they'll write the van off.
My van is old and shit, so they're going to write it off anyway. So it's a lose-lose as far as I'm concerned. You know, and they basically accepted all blame, which was good. And we messaged back and forth and we came to an agreement on sum of money, which I thought was okay. And everyone's like, should have got more. But I didn't want to get, cannot afford, block. Do you know what I mean? So I just kind of thought, well, I'll get one. And to be fair, I know I'm wrong with this, but I've always kind of been at the thing of just, well, I'll just sort it. I don't want to go through the... If I had a nice car like yours, I'd be like, well, this is going through the insurance. It's going to an approved body shop and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
It's an old vehicle.
Yeah.
I don't care. Yeah. I'll just sort it out myself by going to the scrapyard.
Yeah.
More on that later. So I didn't really care. And I didn't really care about the money either. And then Sophie was like, oh, you're going to... ask for money. And I was like, yeah. Do you know what I mean? Thinking, not really. And he said, how much you want? So we agreed a figure, pinged it over. The AA came and picked me up. Oh, they were trying to sign me up to some fucking courtesy car, we'll handle the claim for you bullshit.
Nah, there's no claim. Just pick it up take it back to
where I
tell
you. No matter how many times I told them thanks, but no thanks, we're having none of it.
Yeah, they're always on the upsell.
Then, we'll get the company phone. You don't even need to phone it. Whatever. And then when they phoned me up, I was like, listen, I don't want this. And they were like, oh, okay, don't worry. Thank you ever so much. Done. So I'm there waiting. I'm looking at the vehicle and there's no fluid coming out of it. It starts and drives. The more I looked, the more I realised, this doesn't look that bad.
Yeah.
On the face of it, it looks fucking...
Oh, yeah.
Well, you saw the pictures. It looks fucked.
Yeah, it looked fucked, yeah.
And I thought, wow. There's clearly some suspension damage.
Yeah.
A wing, a bumper, and a headlight.
Lower arm, I expect, wasn't it?
Well, yeah, we'll get on with that.
Yeah.
Well, I'm thinking suspension anyway.
Yeah.
We'll have a little look. Anyway, AA man shows up. I did notice that behind the front wheel, there was fluid leaking, which was odd. It's a very odd place for fluid to leak, isn't it? And I'm thinking, well, maybe it's brake hose related. I was going very slowly when I moved the vehicle, so I didn't know about...
Washer bottle.
I thought washer bottle. No, that's... I don't know where that is, actually, but it wasn't that. And when the AA man turned up, I said to him, I said, what's this then that's leaked out of it? And he went, dunno. And like a proper old school geezer, dipped his finger in it, gave it a good sniff test, and went, ugh.
Doesn't appear to be cocaine.
Cool, that smells like cum,
right? Did he actually?
Straight up, honestly.
Wow.
God, that tastes like... Taste like.
Before we didn't slip.
And then I put my penis away. He went, God,
gotta pay for this ride somehow.
Yeah, the fucking money I send him every month. God, that smells like cum. He was like, you didn't see any dodgy fellas around here, have you?
Well, I'm just speaking of one.
Only me. Right? So he loads me up onto the thing. The van.
Oh, the van. Did he winch you on and load you in?
The winch and the slider's up for
me. Yeah, we'll get you in this cab in a minute, mate. Whee!
I got an IAB coming in a minute to pick you up.
I've got a loadie first, though. Get your pants down.
So, gets the van on. Oh, morning. Gets the van on. And being, obviously, a well-trained AA recovery man that he is, he opens up...
He knows what cum smells like.
It's part of the training. What's it smell like? Nut.
Except for when he's at the glory holes, where he has to go to a dogging spot and pick someone up with a flat battery.
Anyway, so he does the professional thing and opens the passenger door for me. And both at the same time, we look down, saw a pair of balls. We looked down and clocked a tissue caked in blood.
Oh.
And he went... Is that a tissue covered in blood? I went, yeah, looks it. And he went...
And semen, apparently.
And he went, let's get the fuck out of here, shall we? So, at this point, while I was waiting for recovery, I did phone up Benny and was like... So,
what are you doing, mate?
I did say to him, have you got much on today? He went, well, helping you by the sounds of it.
I was like, hey. He knows the score already.
So, some of you may have known that I had the previous van, which blew up.
Yeah.
Oil pump, blah, 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 blah. Now, sometimes, being a lazy twat has its advantages. The van had been parked on the back of my house for a good 6 months, and I've been meaning to
Sack it off.
Offload.
Off with you, right? Hadn't really got round to it. Luckily, though, perfectly good van sat there with bits I could steal.
Mm.
So...
Thunder.
Flash, thunder. Mm. With the help of Benny. Benny.
Just did it all.
Basically made one good van out of the two.
Mm.
So, headlight, bumper, wing, wheels, which I was always going to change anyway. Lower arm, drop link.
All salvaged off the other van.
And I think that is it. All salvaged off the other van.
So by the end of the day, it was running again.
End of the day, running, driving, as it should.
Scrubbing tyres like nobody's
just needed to track him.
Tracking was just a little bit out.
Oh, yeah, you sent the picture, didn't you? It was like...
Yes. Genuinely, the wheel was at like 3 o'clock to go straight. And I had to drive to North Devon like it. He's like, I think my brakes are getting slightly higher than temperature than normal. And I'm there like, fuck this. So I had no choice. Got the tracking done, chucked Benny some money, and it cost me all told 140 quid.
Nice.
All's well that ends well. Now I've got a two-tone van. Oh, and also, the traction control kept kicking in, so I had to pull the fuse on that.
Steering angle sensor would have been going, no, you're turning too far and you've got to the throttle on.
Is that because of the tracking?
Yes.
I thought that.
Because my car does it. If I've done something and the steering is a mile out, you'll drive down the road and the traction control will go mental and then it'll go, fuck this, I'm just turning the system off. And it'll turn itself off.
Because I thought it was weird. It wasn't ABS kicking in. It was literally your wheel spinning, I think.
Yeah. But you think about it. If you're going the speed you're going and the steering's like this, it's like you're about to have an accident. Cut the power. That's why.
See,
John Guild Vauxhall?
I ended up, so when I had the Golf and I changed the steering wheel, Sherm very kindly came and wired in the resistors to keep the airbag light off.
Yes.
But in doing so, it didn't matter because he's got VAGCOM anyway. But in doing so,
cream for that.
while he was wiring in the resistors, he'd obviously knocked the inner ring of the steering column,
right,
and actually rotated the inner ring by one full turn.
Okay,
so put the steering wheel on.
It thinks it's
dead center.
Yeah, 360.
And
out.
The wheels are dead center because the wheels haven't turned.
No.
It's just the It's just the ring. So yeah, I was like, yeah, fucking winner. Thank you, mate. So
ABS.
I was like, right, I'll put it back on the drive a second. So went round the corner, and I was like, what the fuck? And he was like, well, while I'm here, we'll plug it in. And he put the VAGCOM in, and it was like, obviously, it comes up flashing with the ABS light and all that shit. And it was like, steering wheel angle sensor, 180 degrees when the wheels. He was like, okay, I see what I've done. Undid the Alan Keeson's watching the live data and he went, which way? Nope, that way. There we go. Right, try it now. Oh, yeah, that's fixed it. Thank you.
Oh, I might plug that fuse back in then.
Oh, yeah, it should
be fine.
Yeah,
but it should be fine now. Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool.
It depends. If you like doing sick country burnout, then.
That's a good point.
Yeah. Got where they free tyres out.
No, it was the tyre. Oh, it is those tyres, isn't it?
Went on these lorries, didn't they?
They did go on those lorries. We get some trace.
So yes,
So
and
yeah.
car crash
PSI.
And
Bang.
Car crash.
Yeah,
we are at an hour and a half.
Good, because I also said
you did.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I won't talk about what I was going to talk about then.
I got to go basically.
You got a bloody early start. Are we telling them why?
Oh yeah, can do.
Actually, recording this on a Monday.
We are recording on a Monday.
Montag. Normally, we record on a Tuesday.
Yeah.
Tuesday, isn't it?
CHOO
Tuesday. S day. Well, we've not got on yet. If you made it this far, sign up to Patreon. A lot of the stuff we've been talking about, you know, there's been times you can contribute, and quite often it does get sort of talked. Well, it does get talked about on the Discord, and we discuss the matters and things that we discussed. Question: I can't remember what we fucking talked about.
No idea.
Horse.
I'm a horse.
Right, Bulge, say, but are you telling them why you're got an early start tomorrow? Or should we leave it as a
cliffhanger?
We'll fill you in next time. But long and short of it is, I've been invited
Well, hang on, are you filling them in next time?
Yeah, because I can tell them
what
happened. You're
going to feel bulging tomorrow, aren't you?
Yeah.
Anally.
I've been invited along again to the supercar driver secret meet.
Wanker.
Not very secret.
Wanker.
At Silverstone.
Why do they call it secret meets?
I don't know.
Do they call it a secret meet?
Yeah.
Getting members meeting.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Secret meets.
Right.
So, yes, I'm going to be surrounded with expensive metal once again, and
you can tell us all about it.
I can
next
tell you
time.
All about it in a couple of weeks.
And Bulge can tell us all about it.
Yeah, because Bulge has come along with I had a spare ticket, and we organised a fight between you two.
And I won, and my choosing of who was going to go was I chose Bulge.
Yeah, basically, yeah.
He was too busy on his phone to know what we're talking about again.
What really happened is Niall blew the dust off of his badge, and Bulge went, I don't want anything to do with that, pal.
It's expired. Come on, then.
It's not expired, actually.
Suspended.
It's suspended.
And he doesn't mean in midair.
No.
Oh, yeah, I got it out on both. I didn't realise you were double hard and run away.
Anyway,
then his foot fell off. Oh, morning. Yeah, you do.
Thank you for listening.
If you've made it this far, genuinely sign up to Patreon at patreon.com/lemonlifeautopod. If you've made it this far and your name is Sam or Ross, definitely sign up to at least the £5 tier.
Minimum.
Because
you're both rich.
We know you got money.
Yeah, you're both rich. Ross and we're fed up with you having freebies from
Ross
us.
Has a very nice Evo. What's Dubber got at the minute? Well, he had an S4. That's good enough for me.
He had an S4.
He's got an Integra that he's building.
I think he's got 27 of them.
Integras?
Yeah, he's collecting them.
Nice.
Decent
Bulge,
fav.
Say bye.
Bye.
John, say bye.
Ciao for now, bitches.
Ask me to say bye.
Niall, say bye.
Ciao for now, bitches. Bulge, say ciao for now, bitches.
Absolutely not.
Say ciao for now, bitches.
Absolutely not.